is, let's say, in Europe, in many countries, so they don't have capital punishment and intractable enemies. In Belgium, for instance, I think in Sweden also, they don't have capital punishment on a practical level, but on a theoretical level, they have. In other words, in Belgium, even before the war, so if somebody committed murder, so you are sentenced by the court to be hanged, to be electrocuted, whatever, with all the paraphernalia, you know, to be hanged. But then the judge, that was a matter of routine, then the judge commuted the sentence from death penalty to life imprisonment or to 20 years of prison and so on. So at a theoretical level, it was capital punishment. But on a practical level, it was not capital punishment. So here too, if somebody takes out an eye of the other person, so the basic chiyuv mitzvah, strict justice is that he should have his eyes stricken out, his eyes stricken out. But the Torah deflected from the midas hadin to midas rachamim and commuted the sentence on a practical level from chesaron eiver to money. Now, so, and we saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that in certain situations, if somebody is accustomed to strike out to chesaron eiver, so then there's nothing like this, maise shor beachot may have run Shahabasu Bishabes, we will best do Skolur, so it's only Beznagodl, the Ace says, but not Beznagodl, even Smuchi, Senator Oksano couldn't do it. Mashenkin here, Uskaya, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It doesn't mean that to my best number, because why does he have to resort to a special person? So it means even a best that is not best number. Why? There is special holiness in Sakos. But what's the fact in Sakos? Because that is his English. It's a beautiful thing. Everybody should be. It should be done to everybody. But the Torah deflected it by way of Kefir from the Midas Adin to the Mizrachim, as the Rambam said in the Kodesh.
Congress.
Oh, no.
פרק א' ורסילון מה זה קלו אחרי ומניין שזה שנאמר ביבורים עין תחסיים תשלומים שנאמר ביחבו תחס חבו ולפירו שנאמר וחיית איש ישראל ואבן ובאגרי רקשיף תזיתים לרב ירב ולמד איתו שתחס שנאמר וחבו תשלומים ועדים לתחס עומו ועין לישום דן דחו סד סד להלוך הגימו זה שנאמר בתיאו כשאיתם מאוד עומתים נוסעים בי אין לאחר בזה כמו שחור בחבר אלו שהוא רואו לחס חיים אבל אם הוא רואו הוא ססר רואו תתור ססר רואו because that's the basic thing that he should be in a home. We should, I mean, where do we find such a field that he should be in a home? We find it in connection with Paul Gilinski, Knosser Mamein. So the Mandoma Kapun Grand Shul says, Paul Gilinski, Ubedinu di loiboy le shlume klau, because Tam Shlom Lechas Tishimokai is not negligent. So he should not be mechuyif to pay old again, not even half, because he's not negligent. But the Rachmon would come. So what do we mean? We did. Which did? The din HaTorah is that he pays half. There is no din that he should be properly done. It means that's the din HaTorah that shouldn't be, except that there is a deflection from the Midas HaDin to Midas HaRacham. To Midas HaRacham. So here too, it's not Midas HaDin, Midas HaRacham to the Hebel, but Midas HaDin to the Midas HaRacham to the Nerval and to society at large. In other words, if it's not chayef to pay, so we will not be extra cautious in exercising extra care, but just the average care. So then, many people will allow their accent, who is considered innocent, to go and then they'll be mazik. So there is a deflection from the Midas HaDin to the Midas HaRachamim for the whole community, and from Nechro too. So the Rambam says, אלא שהוא רואה לך סבאים, צדיד הסדיד, אולר בבית, כאשר עושו, מפיחוך משל עם ניסקי, והראי מאה ונוסיף פה כיפה לנפש רציח, רציח בלבדו שאין לי כיפה, אבל כסור נבול למה לכבול עשי יש בזיפה. So he says explicitly, it's by way of כיפה. The חיוב מומן is by way of כיפה, in other words, it's ransom money. Ransom money, in other words, you redeem the chiyuv. The basic chiyuv is chisor neiva, but you redeem it. Now, where do we find keifa b'mitzias?
But isn't this the very opposite of the refinement you read yesterday?
What?
Isn't this the opposite of the refinement you read yesterday?
What refinement yesterday?
You read the refinement of bestowing the nitzah by karka.
Yeah.
Where the main karka is like
karka. It's not opposite. Let me finish. It's not opposite. Rechaim says that all the money in the world will not compensate for the sorrow.
So it's a separate thing.
So I always said that at the very outset the chiyuv is dummy. So it's chlifim of odom, of an eda, an odom is shikaraki. So in Mela there is no shvuyah of made in Mises.
So it's not considered compensation for the eye, right? It's a separate payment.
It's a separate payment. It's not compensation because there is no compensation.
Right. So doesn't that contradict what you're saying about deflection from the Midas HaDin?
Deflection from Mitzvah to Mitzrachim does not mean it compensates. It means the Torah is Rachmon is not its compensation.
It would, then you'd have a choice.
The Torah is Rachmon. It's a commuted sentence. Kepha means a commuted sentence.
Commuted sentence is not the same as a compensation.
No, it's not the commuter is all.
If you congressmen appeal to President Lincoln, he should commute the life imprisonment sentence of Jonathan Pollard for the 7 years that he already served. Commuted sentence. Kepha means commuted sentence. That's what it means in plain English. Commuted sentence. But Chaim is right. No money in the world will compensate for the chesoneh. Then you ask, but a big sum of money might compensate for teeth? The answer is, there is no special chiyuv of chavore legabit teeth. The halacha is the same. Some melech sins legabit ayin and regel and yad. There is no compensation. Some melech there is no chiyuv of compensation for teeth either. Even though on a practical level, a normal person would agree to have his teeth knocked out for a big sum of money. Because generally there is no compensation. The Torah is not going to change the halacha in respect to each and every situation. In a general way, there is no compensation. So it's by way of data. It's way by data. Suppose the Torah had not deflected from Midas Adin to Mizrach, then it would be by way of an Inish, not to compensate. How do you compensate the nerve by taking out the eye of the chibur? You don't compensate.
It will be old.
It will be English. So mele, the commuted sentence is also an English. And the English is knas. That's the definition of knas. English one. The Rambam says so. I mean, this goes without saying, even without the Rambam saying it. But the Rambam says in Shiras the Dalit, in Sefer HaMitzvot, he said. In Shiras the Dalit, the Pialet.
Yudalit,
the last Shiras.
Yudalit,
Habosa. So the Rambam says, Ulam Achilet Hadashini Bia Beinish. In other words, their essence and racists were that are not followed by English. And there are certain essence and racists who are followed by English. So he says, what kind of English? Ulam Achilet should be a Bein. Wailish Yesh Mun Amitsu Seim Ashishiva Yisbarach. שנזכל באבן משואב עליהם ומהם מה שציבונו לסחי בי שאיב עליהם ומהם מה שציבונו שנעקה פיסייב אויב עליהם כמו שנזבויה בפיר שם קובו ומהם מה שציבונו לאחלי אויב עליהם כמו שבו בפירוש ומהם מה שציבונו להלפי שאיב עליהם ומהם מה שיהיד עליהם בקורס והוא שלהיה לאיב עליהם מיסה אבל מייס בחטי יהיה חלק הבודס another difficult one כמו שבאנו של חלק ומהם מה שיהיד עליהם במיסה בלבד כמו שמיסהו השם בחטי וחפה לי במיסה וחובי הרוקסיף מקס שכל הזור שישחי ולאוהי והבקורת בלבד ומיסה ישחיים כי שישא משוב הרוהי והזור ההיא ועושו האופן ההוא בידם ועשו ילכו ואף על פי שאית המשפוטת שימוסו לשמיים ומהם מה שציבונו יסבח לעני שאוהיו עליהם במומני בלבד לא בגופי כמו שגוזר בגזלן תסס החימש ובגנף תשלומי כיפו כמה שגונה so that's the definition of knas a monetary penalty If you borrow money, you have to pay. It's not a penalty. It's a civil obligation. But a penal obligation of money, that's an English. That's not, that's called, in plain English, a fine. You know, if you speed, so there you have to pay a fine. So, to compensate for the state, because the state never suffer. No, because it's an Amish, that's all. The Kavone is to meet out an Amish. So Mele, that's the definition of class. So you ask, how about Talmud's Hitler's? So the country, the Nezek, the damage that the Nezek suffer, his whole damages, and he pays, only half damages, what kind of an Amish is it? No, there's no kasha, because since Avuni Barav Shua holds the Sam Shvom Chaskashiva Pai, it means he was not negligent. Some male, whatever he pays, even if it's said, since Mitzavidas Hadin, he shouldn't pay anything. So it's a penalty, because he pays, it's an extra penalty that the Torah imposed upon him. Because the Torah had rachmones on the whole community. People should be deterred from being negligent in any way, even not feel any. So the chiyuv of nezek, general chiyuv, is an English, because it's a commutative sentence, which you cannot say about Gama and Nezek is a commutative sentence. How can you say Misadmidas Adin if somebody is Me'amset Tzuos or what? So the same thing should be done to him. His Tzuos should be removed. He's a man. It's not Shayach to say. So there you cannot say it's a commutative sentence of the Sohne. Wouldn't it make sense? So there is a special chiyuv. It's a special chiyuv, and it's not a poches mashis. It's yesa mashis, because the truth is that no money in the world can compensate for the gam of being me'amis itzur.
Well, what do you care whether it's more than what is it for yet or what is it for?
In other words, because the definition of Einish means something that is yeser mashiz.
But you say when it comes with gum, it's not an Einish.
Yet, because there is such, I have to say, by whole generally it's an Einish.
Well, I understand, but once it's not an Einish, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's yeser mashiz or fakus mashiz.
Because generally, the Gemara's, the Gemishna says, Chakva, Kol Shem Shalem Yisa Mashim Yisi, so the Doi is Potter.
Because of the Doi.
And if it's Pokas Mashim Yisi, it's not. So the question is, what is the Dham of Manis and Mephati? Is it Yisrael Mashiach or is it Pochas Mashiach?
It doesn't make a difference.
If it's Yisrael Mashiach, then according to Moshe of the Mishnah, he has to be Knas.
But it's not saying.
Oh yeah, but the Mishnah says Zahakal. Doesn't the Mishnah say Zahakal? Zahakal Kalam Shalom Yisrael Mashiach in Shalom Yad.
So you're saying it's not Yisrael Mashiach?
It's Pochas Mashiach. Because the embarrassment and the pain that she has when she's being forced or even enticed, tempted with all sorts of things, is more than what he pays.
Let's say he was Mazi. But in any
suppose Imamish had a shifa, and then she was raped by someone, or enticed by someone, so we'd have to pay. So there, he would pay much less, the shum would be much less than he has to pay for the daughter, for the pain and the embarrassment that the father goes through.
But we're not talking about, let's say, the tsar. We're talking about
the basis,
the nezek.
The nezek, that's all right. The pgam.
Why are you introducing embarrassment?
Pgam means that the shumer of the pgam is plainly so kim loy so shifo. And suppose somebody has a shifo, shifok mites, and then she's raped, and she's no more tsumo. So he suffers damage. In tzias he suffers damage. Because as long as she was a tzula, he could have sold the shifra to another person who has an eved, who is called banim. So he would have given him a bigger price. Now that she's a tzula, he'll give him a much lesser price for the shifra.
The Or Sameach says that the father would normally be Makadish her. If she was Basula, he would get much more money.
Yeah. But the question is, I know the Or Sameach, but the question is, that would be true if the Shume had been Kamo, how much his father is ready to submit his daughter, the Kedushin, to another man when she's what kind of a dowry would he accept from the man who is Mikadesh the Psula? If she is a Psula, and how? So he'll expect a bigger dowry. And if she's a Psula, he knows that she won't have so many cases on her. So he'll agree for a smaller dowry. So, but that is not a shume. That is not a shume. That's the difficulty in the Yosemite. I know the Yosemite. That's not a shume.
He's not saying it as it's been a shume. He's just been a machalic between the chiyav of...
So that's why I say, yeah, in other words, there is really a chisom. The Yosemite wants to explain why it's not knas. Right. Because there is chisom by the father. But the shume is not kamon. A father would be ready to accept in terms of dowry for a daughter who is a tzula, and kamo he would be willing to accept for a daughter who is a bula.
So why are you giving two terumim?
I'm not giving two.
You are. You first say that it's fakos and mashihi. That's one answer.
Yeah.
And then you say it's not an omish. That's the second answer. So you're giving two different answers.
No. I say it's not an English, because according to the Rambam, why is Chvor and Nezek an English? Because it's by way of Kefir.
Right.
But my answer, Father, you cannot say my
answer. No, but there are others. So
that in itself should be an answer.
In a commandment,
so you're giving two answers.
Yeah, but then I ask, but from the Russian of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that. That's not a question.
Why is it another?
Not a stir. Because the Mishnah says Zakla. So I'm shalim yes and mashi.
Once you say your second parents, that it's Fakos and Mashi Hizik, it already means it's not Knas. So why must you then talk about Onish? We shouldn't even be
talking. So you ask me why do I have to mention the first Taras?
Yeah.
Because the first Taras is the real Taras. The real Taras.
So.
And the second Taras is to answer another Kash.
What's that?
Because according to the definition mentioned in the Mishnah, so if it's Yisal Mashiach, so then...
Even though it's not Omish?
What?
Even though it's not Omish?
The Mishnah is different. All right, the Mishnah. Well, that's semantics, say the Mishnah. All right, put it that way. The Mishnah is difficult, so I don't care, but the Mishnah has to be explained.
All right, so what's the answer?
The answer is, it's not Yisal Mashiach.
Right, I'm not worried about this particular detail. I'm talking about the definition of what is Knas. What's the definition of Knas? You're giving two different definitions.
No.
One definition is that it's Yisal Mashiach.
No, no, no. the real definition of knas is a monetary penalty.
Not meaning onish.
Onish, that's it.
And if it's not onish, it's not knas.
But the Mishnah says that the definition of knas is
yes, a monetary. Isn't that a different definition?
So that's not an essential definition. That's a coincidental definition, you know. In other words, that's like
that.
That's a semen. A semen. Yes, a much easy is not an essential definition. That's only a semen for me. A semen for me.
It's not an
obvious. No, suppose you have a situation.
Let's say, what is a semen?
No, cause it.
Now, when is liable? When you see it hopping vainly in the sky, does that mean that the Yitzias Gimel Kochavim Beinoni makes it liable?
No.
Suppose you don't see sometimes the weather is such that you never see any stars. There's a, this is a semen. Gimel Kochavim Beinoni is a semen. How dark it is. It is so dark that you could see Gimel Kochavim Beinoni. In other words, if you see Gimel Kochavim Beinoni, so then it's not a raya that is dark.
So let's take the case of Onus and Mufasa, right?
Yeah.
You know
the definition of knas is heaven.
And Onus is
the essential.
Right.
And what is the Mishnah?
Gives
us a semen.
Right, but once you say what you're saying, right? Onus and Mufasa, you've just convinced us, is not an Onus.
Yeah,
so what
English
right,
is
right. I understand. But once you say that, you have now said that the essential definition of knas doesn't apply by onus and mufata, right?
That's right.
So once you say the essential definition doesn't apply, who cares about the sinner?
But so you have
to understand. Why am I not important thing?
Well, right, but we have to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah we have to understand.
You mean what? Because the Mishnah is referring to Onis and Mufata also?
Of course the Mishnah is referring not to the Hamishim Sporim, but to
the Boshas of God.
I
mean, it's like a serum in a vein.
That's right. So the answer is, the answer is the Mishnah is only mentioning the Simen.
Okay.
Not an essential definition. But the Simen has to be true too. The answer is it is true. Because it's Yisrael Mashiach. In other words, because the Shumei is Kishif Hanker, the
Shumei. Wait, but I don't follow what you just said. The Simen has to be true, too. And suppose you have a case where the Simen is not applying, but the definition does. Suppose it's not an onus. But it's yes and Mashahidi. Suppose you have such a case.
So then there's
what will you say in that case?
So you have a difficulty.
So what's the psal?
So the psal is no. It needs the Simen. The Simen is true.
Okay, in this particular detail is true. But in principle, I'm asking a theoretical
question. In essence, that is immaterial. Yes, machines, pocket machines. In essence, it's immaterial. Just as the visibility of three media, of three stars of medium magnitude is not important to make wild. Suppose the weather is such that you never see stars. Never see stars. It's cloudy weather. It rains for night after night. So it never becomes lila. Yahushabullah. If you don't see three stars, Yahushabullah. Layalamullah. It's only an accidental thing. It's a semen. It's not an essential thing. So this is a semen. But the semen has to be true. It is true, because the Shumei is Kishif HaMikaraz B'Shuk, and what is the real Kishon Bamei? Ten times as much. Of course, a father would demand a bigger dowry for the daughter than for the Shittachmanis. And find the father would demand a bigger price for a Shifra, Ten for the dowry for the Torah, it's inconceivable. Well, that's what happened. That's what I wanted to say.
But the Rosh Yeshiva said that it's not a kofer because you can't do in the man what he and the woman.
Right.
But let's say the woman, let's say another case of Chabalah. Let's say another case of Chabalah.
So you want to mention a case of the father of the Antoinus?
No. But let's say a case of Chabalah.
Antoinus cannot have children.
No, a case of Chabalah where the man knocks out an aver that a woman has that a man doesn't have, or the other way around. A woman knocks off of an aver that he has.
It doesn't matter because generally it is possible for some aver. So you mention me a specific case. Why don't you mention a case? Suppose somebody who's blind.
One, right. Tomorrow, man.
There's something else.
So why does this?
Case.
So how come we don't want to say?
Here it's in every time. It's like this. Every time it's like okay. So this is finished. Now the main difficulty is the kasha of Magen Mishnah from the Gemara in Mordechai. That's the main difficulty. And I think that what the Asameach says, he means what I say. Otherwise, because it's not true. Because the Shume is kishif on not how much a father would demand it in terms of dowry.
Also, what palgin iska? Why? So that's a knas. It's not a. It's not tashlumin.
What
palgin iska? Chatzinezer.
Yeah.
So
because that's also how does that meet the klal, the simon of the
right? Shume?
Because sins. Stand strong, but at the Shimmer kind,
right.
Not negligent. So whatever he pays is in some machines.
But so if he doesn't have any culpability for the nezek he did,
yes.
So how can we?
Whatever he pays is in some machines.
So how can we punish him?
Suppose the owner of the share, is in prison,
right.
Couldn't watch the share. So you would say it's Poches Mashiach, is it? It's an onus. So if stands for him because he's a Shiva Kaim, it means he's not.
So Kosekin, we shouldn't punish him, we shouldn't give him a knas.
So,
if he's not culpable for even pain.
So soon explain it. In other words, so the Torah imposed a certain Enesh in order to induce him to be extra Kosekin. Extra Kosekin. In other words, that has to be explained. Hashkofi-wise. No, I mean that the Hashkofi is the Allah. Sometimes the Hashkofi is the Allah. Like in Abbas Hashem. So the Hashkofi is the Allah. It's not. When you say Hashkofi in Chil Shabbos, so then it's Hashkofi is the Allah. But when you say Hashkofi in Abbas Hashem, so here also, but they're not ready yet. To discuss that.
Can't you say that for the Asameach, that his basic chiluk is that by the Chameshis Dvarim, the chiyuv is only on the past, the bitul malach, the fact that he can't work anymore, but you can't pay back for the loss of the Aver. Mashen came by the father, he's marrying off the daughter now, it's Mekanel HaBos, so he's losing
is
money.
Where the cash is. So the Shume should be Kamo Odom Reitze the Kabul Nidunye but Biti Psulo the Kamo Reitze the Kabul Nidunye but Biti Kuro. And this is not the Shume. The Shume is Kevin Anim Kamishum. Now that other Kashi, the Magnishness, that the Rabbi doesn't give mess, is from the Gemara Mokame. Let's go over the Gemara Mokame very carefully. Now, above us is Hashaya, Bradeya, Hamadanai. So Shea, there is no Machlakis. There is no Machlakis. Eva, there is no Machlakis. Rather, there is Machlakis between Rab and Shmuel. Rab says that Mav is Yodom, Odom Amazim. And Shmuel says Mav is Hashem. Daf, you moment base.
No.
Yeah, first, my mother. Rav Oma Mavizod, Ushmul Oma Mavizashem. Rafa mama besodom dirsi wo ma schein mehr aus der Welt ja wie ganz leuro in die Woi und Woi. So was der Reihe, der Titi ist. Weg, weg die Zodom. So ich sehe, so rasch ich sehe es. In die Woi und Woi. וגם לא לוחשך לרשוי אם תשובו בתשובו ותבקשו מחילו בוי אלמו ביודם פשיב בוי נרדס יזרוי דרגות ותנא במישנה wants to mention Adam so doesn't he know the expression Adam so he has to mention a new word Mave and because that is explanatory explanatory of Adam. In other words, that when an Adam sins, he has the potential to do tshuva. So he has to coin a new experiment. It's much simpler from the standpoint, from the perspective of pedagogy, to say, above us is written, Hashaya, Babeya, Adam, Vaera. Why did he coin another stash? The answer is, If an Adam is mazik, so he doesn't act like an Adam. He acts like an animal. So how can he use the term Adam? The answer is, since he has the potential to do tshuva and to make good the damage that he did, so he's still an Adam. But if he didn't have the potential of tshuva, he wouldn't even be called Adam. What kind of an Adam is he? He is, but not Adam. Because Adam, as Rabbi Selvalozhinov told the Minister of Education, when the Minister of Education said to him, he was a very educated person, how is the Talmud has such an attitude toward Gentiles? They consider them subhuman. So Rabbi Selvalozhinov asked him, why do you say that the Talmud considers non-Jews is subhuman? He says, your Talmud says, Atom put Adam. And you say, Elam put Adam. So the Shabbatana said, no. In Akkadish, we have several terms designating a human being. An Ish, Geva does not mean a male. Geva sometimes means a male. But many times, Geva means a human being. So any Ish has a law, Anoshi. Ish has a law. Now, in all the dictates for him, I saw that the plural of Ish is Anoshi. That's not correct. I'm not about either, but that's not correct. The plural of Ish is Ishi, not Anoshi. Anoshi is the plural of Anish. But the plural of Ish is Ish. Gevagvar. Adam does not have a plural. One human being is Adam, and two human beings are Adam, and the million human beings is also Adam. At the time of the Bria, he points Adam. So Adam was called Adam and Chava together, therefore the human race. So the answer is, Ish designates the human being as an individual. So on the contrary, as an individual, so a Gentile has the same dignity as a Jew, because he was created in the image of God. Chaviv Adam Shaliv Ob Salamati, but as a collective, so the Muslim also have a collective. The Russian people, the British people, but that's not something that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Almighty God. Let's say somebody was born in Russia and he lived 70 years in Russia. Then he moves to Britain and he becomes a British citizen. So he's no more a member of the Russian nation. Today, some call, there is such a thing as dual citizenship. It's not such a thing of Russian today. There are many who are opposed to it. But in those days, they didn't recognize the concept of dual citizenship. But why? Because the existence of a non-Jew as a member of a collective is not the official thing. But Jew, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman at Matan Torah, Hayim Azen Yei Salam, so that's why Adam Kiyomus Be'eya Atim Koyim Adam V'Meseilam Koyim Adam. So Adam designates the human being as a responsible member of the collective who is Zoya and the rights of others. He's a Mazi Kechever. What kind of an Adam is he? He's not an Adam, he's an animal. He's an animal. The answer is, he has the potential to become back an Adam, for Tshuva. So that's why the Tanya uses the Russian Adam, not the Russian, that's why the Tanya uses the Russian Mabe, rather than Adam, because he's not an Adam. And through the possibility of Tshuva, he becomes an Adam. So that's why. And Shmuel says, Shmuel, Mabe Zeshen, Tichsid, Ich Lech Bishrei Shof, Nivu Matzpuno. Nivu Matzpuno. My Mashmach in Targim Rav Yisif. Yirden is Balish Yisof, is Galim Atmoy. So you can ask the same question against Shmuel. It means Shen, why doesn't the Tanah wish the same Shen? The answer is, Shen does not mean Dr. Shen. Shen means Tishanoy Lezik. In other words, if the animal does it in order to satisfy its instincts, so really couldn't use Shen. If you use Shen, it would mean Shen too. But suppose Tim for Paris, she was matter of law, and the Paris, so it's not Shen. But Mave means done for the purpose of satisfying his biological instinct. So then the Gemara has the kasha. That's what the Gemara is. Then that Dalet on Beis, the Gemara has Tana Raveish, Shloish also of his music, Shemachinom v'asher, Shesocho v'asecher, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, Ubeis. The abod masters, so altogether is 30. Hot lays not the tani don my time of Tanahan. Why are Tani the wish to mention so the abod masters? Why doesn't he mention 30? Bishleimel Shmuel no kash. Because according to Shmuel, the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't even mention other. He is different. Only his Gimamani. So Tana of the Mishnah deals, mentions only Niski Mameni, but Niski Gufalei Kamaya. El of the Rav, Lazy. So the whole Sugi goes according to Rav. Lazy. Tono Odom Vichol Milad Odom. Lazy. So the Gemara says, the reason is to write Tanakh the Mishnah doesn't mention Shiva Nizikim because when he says Adam, it really means all the five. So the Gemara says, Ulgadeisha Name or Tanakh Adam, pray God no Adam. Tanakh Adam, Dasik Adam. That's the price. And the Mishnah mentions Adam Dasik Shea, like. So why also that? Why he say, "Tono Adam Dazik Shea Klima Niski Mame"? The Mave Dumi the Beir Katoni, who Beir and Mayreb Niski Adam, the Rachmone Patrali Gam, Finitani Shea Bele Adam, Chameh Bele Yael. All right. Ihoche Shea Mame Lisne Tredab Nishea, Lisne Shea Dazik Shea, Rebeishi. Felicity shared as a kind of high man. Mishling Odom Dazik Shay and Ezekim Shah. Odom Dazik Odom Shalem Abad Bor. So it's separate things. Ella Shay, a Mali Shay, a Dazik Shay, a Mali Shay, a Dazik Odom. היא דביד לזה קודם שם. פושן החינום באשר נשסוחה באשריכיה, דעוד עומדה זקשהו, וכתונה, תונה זה יגד ודאי. לייק שאשר עליה, and then, השמחינום שנשוחה, he's on the past, וכתונה זה יגד, תונה התחיל. אסתם ועבור וסניזית מתשום מכיפו, תשום עבור חמישו, ודנה ודזלן וגנזיינים ואינס ומפתה, ומצי שם רע ומתמי ומדמי ומנסת. וענת ליסה, רואה אסתם ועבור, ורבי שם הייתה עם הריתון להנה. כמו זה, ומומני קומיירה בקנוס רגמי, סודץ, עם מושי סקאי. So, רבי שאומני קאונס, מומן, but he counts on the board, but according to Rambam, on the board, it's possible. It's a very strong concept. It's a very strong concept. So what I think, this is finished. Now, the Rambam says, in the Shehu Mazik, that the Shumer of Nezek is releasing to an Eved Nimka Bishuk. That's what I'm saying. Achelu b'chadei chayim shalom echadishim bo. Vele, mezeg b'tzah v'ubiku v'shebes v'bishis. V'chamish v'dvor meilu kulom nishtalmin min ha'yofe shebin chosuk. V'ha'yofe shebin chosuk. Kedin kol ha'mazik. Nezeg keisat shinkot ha'yad chadir v'chad lehi. ראי נעשי כול עבד נמקה בישוק כמו יופי וכמו יופי עדו ומשל עם הפחס שהפחס מדומו שנאם הרעין תרסי צורד מן עבד נמקה בישוק נמצאת נעיני בקוס עבדי וקונת מן עבדי ובקוס דרך שלא עבד הרעיס ולמוק כרס הבוני so obviously means עבד נעיני רשי עם בו המה